Everyone, we are starting today with Hashem Siman Reish Ted Zayin, the bottom of 256, moving on to page 257, and we are starting the dinim of Birchas HaReach, okay, which will take us over the next couple of days. And these dinim over here are really, really patterned a lot after regular Birchas HaNenin, which like on Birchas on foods, but it transfers over to Birchas HaReach. The problem is that for some reason that Sfardim are very, very makbid on these dinim, and Ashkenazim, we don't find so much that there's so makbid on these dinim, or even know the halachas when it comes to them. We say burying with samim on Motzei Shabbos and Avdallah, and that's basically the only time we will ever make a bracha on any type of reach. But we'll soon see that that is really not so true. As the Medayik and the Rambam, just like we have the Isser of Asr Le'anos Bialim Azeb Lo Bracha, when it comes to food, it's Asr to get any pleasure from this world. In this world, on brachos hanenin, which you talk about on food, same thing applies by the smell. If you smell something without making a bracha, and it's a good smell, and smell it, we're supposed to be making a bracha on, you're also stealing from a kaddish baruch. You're stealing from a kaddish baruch the bracha. Asr li'anos bi'olam hazeh below bracha. Okay, it used to be when Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Shlita used to come up from the Kotel after Vasikim, in the days where he used to daven for years, I don't know, 50 years, however long it was, that the Rav daven Vasikim at the Kotel on Shabbos morning, when he came up the ramp, at least in the last 10, 15 years, I mean, there was always a guy who was waiting with two bundles of smell. One Bariyat Sebi Samim, one Itzbeim Samim, and Rav Nevin would always take it with Besimcha Gedola and make the two brachas on it, and also for this dinam of over the mirror. Okay, so and he would take it Besimcha Gedola. Number one, it's this dinim over here of Birchas HaReach that we all know, or maybe we don't know, that the alachas of Birchas HaReach are learned from the pasuk of Kol Neshama Taluka. Ilok Insay Mishtabura Siv Katan Aleph. It says V'asmua Masmechu B'Shas Akro. Okay, it's not the rice, it's the rabbanon, like all Birchas HaNenin. Okay, but the smichos on the Kro Dichtiv Kol Neshama Taluka Dimashma Sha'afa Neshama Tahalul Alanasa. This is the sense, out of the five senses, the bracha, the sense of smell, is the closest thing to the neshama. It's the closest to the neshama, which is good for the reason why we make a burning in something on Motzei Shabbos when our neshama is sad that it lost its neshama yaseira. So therefore, it's the closest thing to the neshama. Ve'ezah davar shu anasa neshama bilvad. What thing is only getting pleasure to the neshama? Haviyomer zeh reyach. And therefore, number one, the neshama on Shabbos is also the neshama yisera. Also, it helps you on mea brachos on Shabbos where we don't have mea brachos. If you make brachos on reyach, it's going to help you get to mea brachos. It happens to be, maybe this is why some Ashkenazim are not as makbid. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal does bring down, I believe it's only in the new Mishnah Berurah over there, he brings down. He brings down b'shem his father-in-law and also the gris, the brisker of. It's in the back of the krach in Beis Ampei from on this page 256. It says over here at the end. It says Marana Gaon Relazer Yerufinkel Marana Grizal Lo Birchol Birchas Areyach of the Besamim Motzei Shabbos. They themselves would not even make the bracha on Besamim Motzei Shabbos. Rav Frank also, the Rav Shiva says, Mishim dechashashu sheetzleinu ein ha-nasa reach kvi sheya bizmanim akadmi. Because they claim that the smell, the sense of smell, and the hana that one gets from Birchas HaReach is not the same that it used to be. Okay, that is clearly not how Moreno Rabbeinu Nevin Zal holds. He does make brachas on smell, and most pasuk hold that you do make brachas on smell, but maybe that is a smach of why some do not make brachas on smell. A very, very interesting Ramban that I came upon. You'll see, it's the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring it down also without quoting the Ramban. But the Ramban, all the way in the end of Maseches Brachos, asks the following question. Why did the Chazal metakein brachos on Birchas HaReach, okay, when we are smelling, and we know on Birchas HaFood, why not on other Hanas also? Why didn't they make a bracha on when one takes a shower? Let's say he gets Hana from taking a shower on light. Okay, that's what he's specifically asking. It says, nearly, says the Ramban. The birkasa or ain't the birkasa nen. Okay, birkasa or, he's talking about Motzei Shabbos also, is not considered a birkasa nenen. It's a machlokas. I suppose some say it's a birkasa nenen. But the pashtus, it's not a birkasa nenen. Because it's a birkasa nenen, then we should always have to make a bracha. Every time you see light, you should have to make a new bracha. The halchi kol shaita v'shaita mechayibah. Shelo tiknu bracha ba'anos she'einan nichnasas leguf. Says the Ramban that the only things that the Ruch Chazal made a takana to make a bracha on, only things that enter into the body, only on those that enter the body, kigon, shalom, tikna bracha, she'er banas, she'en ha'nichlas leguf, things that do not enter the body, Chazal were never mitakin. Kigon rechitas mayim karim v'chami. And therefore, if you take a shower, achar, even though you have a sweaty day, very, very hot day, you're very, very sweaty, even though you get a lot of pleasure from it, nevertheless, there is no bracha. A kigon, nishba, ruach, venena, on a hot day, you get a nice gusty wind that gives you a lot of sensation because it's going to cool you down. No bracha. V'kolshkein ba'or she'ena nogea b'guf klal. And for sure, when it comes to light, it doesn't touch your body at all. Not even on the outside. So lo amru elu b'dvarim ha'nichnasin l'guf. V'aguf nanimen kon achila v'shtia v'reach nami davar nichnas l'guf. V'soidu uki achilu shtia dami. And that's like achila and shtia. That's the words of the Ramban in the end of Mesechus Brachos. And therefore also, and beautiful music, we don't make a bracha. All these other types of anaz, we do not make a bracha on it, even though one does get pleasure from them, they do not. And that's what's brought down over here. The Mishnah Berurah does mention it over here in Sivkat and Dalit, in the end. He says, O nizbayer beposki, the dafka areach tiknu chachamim bracha v'lo akol. The beposkim only made a takana make a bracha. And these things are not on a voice, or it's alone, but shomei akol naim. She'en bo mamish, v'chein lo tiknu bracha arachitza chadoma, bishom de'ein nichnasin laguf. Okay, similar to the Ramban over here, that is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. Kol deshmat alukal, okay, is the smichas of why we make birkas areach, and that's how we pass in lamais. Look inside over here now, let's start over here in the Machaber Simon Reish Tet Zayin Dini birkas areach. Osir lihanis mireach tov ad shiover kodesh yireach, like we're medayik from the Ramban, is osir to get benefit from a smell. It's osir to smell something that has a beautiful smell without making a bracha before you go ahead and smell. Okay, aval acharav, but a bracha achrona ain't sarich levarich klum. We do not make a bracha achrona on a smell, as opposed to obviously achila, where we make a bracha achrona, whether it's berkas amazon alamichya or bereina fashos. There is no takana of bracha achrona when it comes to smell. Why not? So says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sivkat and Dalin says de lo tiknu bracha achrona rak b'achilu l'shtia v'lo b'reach shanamu etasi, because even though you do get a noah, just like by ochel, if you eat a kolshu, you don't make a bracha achrona. You have to eat enough of a shear in order to make a bracha achrona. And therefore over here, the shear of smelling, even if you smell a lot, is not considered chashuv enough that it will require a bracha achrona. That's one teretz over here brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. The Shaar Tzion mentions another one. He says over here, B'shem the Kolbo, the first sheet that was Shitas Rashi. Over here, Sivkot and Gimel in the Shaar Tzion, Vish Ota, Shikvar Nisak Hano Legamri. Because even though you do get Hano, it's not an everlasting Hano. When you eat something, so you're satiated for a long time, and that therefore the pleasure lasts. As opposed to a smell, you smell it, the Hano goes into your body for 1 second, and it's gone. It's like someone who already digested his food, he can no longer make a bracha achrona b'meyaf. The ibi birkasa, so it's over here, it's like you already digested, quote unquote, the smell, and therefore you cannot make a bracha. Very interesting, the Chazon Ish disagrees over here, he takes on a Rishon over here, he takes on the Kolbo over here, he brings a raya against this shita. From where? He says we see by the mon. By the man, the Gemara and Brachos tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was metakein that they had to say Birkas Hamazon in the Midbar when they ate the man. However, the Gemara in Yuma tells us that the man, as soon as they eat it, it went directly. It was digested immediately into the goof. Okay, it was nisakal right away. Okay, and therefore it went right into their bones and their muscles and everything like that. And nevertheless, we see Moshe Rabbeinu still said attacking because of Muslim. That would have been similar to smell. And therefore he accepts the sheet of Rashi over here. That's Hanam Mu'etas. And therefore that's why we do not make a bracha achrona. That's the Chazon Ish. Okay? So that is Sif Aleph over here. We make a bracha before. We do not make a bracha afterwards on smell. Moving on to Sif Beis, which we're only going to see the first part of it because Sif Beis is very long over here. But this gets into the different brachos on smell. Probably many people listening today didn't even know there are different brachos on smell. So Ashkenazim, me know, Borei Minei B'Samim, that's all we know. Okay, but we'll see over here, there are four different brachos that are getting mentioned over here in this Sif, and there's a fifth one that is going to be mentioned in Sif Dalet. The four ones that are mentioned over here is the brachos of Atzei B'Samim, Itzbei B'Samim is the second one, Borei Minei B'Samim, which we know. Number four is Hanosein Reach Tov B'Peros. There's a separate bracha on good smelling fruit, And the fifth one we'll see in Siv Dalad is specific, one type of shemen, borei shemen arev, and a specific type of shemen. We'll see that when we get to Siv Dalad. So these four brachas that we want to zone in over here in Siv Beis are all mentioned over here. Look inside Siv Beis. Im zeshi yotzi mimenu hareach eitz. If something that comes from a tree, we'll define what that means, what's a tree in a moment, okay? Omin eitz, or something that is similar to a tree. Mivarech borei atzei besamim. Then the smell coming from such, let's say the leaves or something like this, from like that, the bracha is borei atzei besamim. Vimu esef, if it comes from a plant, mivarech borei itzbei besamim. Then it's going to come, the bracha is going to be borei itzbei besamim. If it's not coming from a tree, it's not coming from a plant. Kimo hamusk, like the musk. What's the musk? That's musk. Okay, musk. Well, I looked it up. It says over here. It's going to see in a second. Musk basically came from either blood or sweat of animals. Okay, specifically a deer. That's where these smell come from. They develop this thing. It's still even in perfumes nowadays. They still use sweat, blood from animals to make good smelling perfumes. Okay, that still exists nowadays. I looked it up. Okay, kimo amusk. So over here, it doesn't come from a plant. It doesn't come from a tree. Mevarech borei min nevesamim. You're going to make borei min nevesamim and such smell. Vimu pri, and if it's a fruit, roi lachila, that is roi lachila, and it smells good. Mevarech anosin reyach tov beberos. You're going to make a good bracha that a Kaddish Baruch Hu put good smell into fruit. Mr. Bruce, if God and Tess says our nosach is not a no sane reach to be peros, says I am the rabbis. If God and Tess, she got him the shas of Bolsky Masha, the Sarch Lamar, Asher Nosson, the Lashon Avar, Asher Nosson reach to be peros. Not a no sane, not a does give, he has given good smell to peros. Okay, so that's where we're going to stop today over here in the Mechaber, just to flesh out a couple of things over here in terms of Atzei versus Itzbei. Versus Atzei versus Itzbei, just to define for us what the general rules is, what's considered a tree, and it's generally similar to the lachas of what we make Borei Priya Eitz on, and what we make Borei Priya Adama on. Okay, Eitz, not Borei Priya Eitz. Non-trees are Borei Priya Adama. Similar over here by smell, it goes very similar. A tree is something that the stem is kasha, it's a hard stem. Number two is that the branches come out from the stem and not from the roots. Okay, it comes from the stem, the branches come out from the stem and not from the roots. So we're not only talking about big trees over here, even like bushes and stuff like that, it could be very similar if it's got a hard stem. Number two is it comes from the branches come from the stem and not from the roots. And number three is it's mitkayim lishon lashana. You don't replant it every year. It grows itself, even though it does not, the branches get ruined during the winter, it'll regrow itself. You don't have to replant it. As opposed to itzbei besamim, it's the exact opposite. When it is a soft, the stems are soft and the branches come out of the shorashim, from the roots and not from the stem. And number two is you have to replant it all the time. That's just it. Okay, we'll learn a little bit later on what's going to be if it only has certain qualities of this and certain qualities of that. That's going to be get to some sveikos, but that's the general rule for what's a tree. What's atzei b'samim and what's itzbei b'samim. One example of atzei b'samim is hadasim, okay? Well, the hadasim that we have. And so hadasim have a good smell, okay? Those are very atzei b'samim because those have the three things that we just mentioned before. Now, from the Mishnah Berurah, Sikkatan Vav, it sounds like even if the Geza is soft, look at Sikkatan Vav, it says, Rotz Lomar Afto Gav, Dilav Eitz Gomor, even though it's not an Eitz Gomor, the Rocky, because it is soft. Mikol Makon, Kein Demotzi Alam Eitzo, Mivarech Atzei Besamim. Since the branches come out of the Eitzo, come out of the thing that's growing, and not from the Shorashim, and not from the roots, it's Borei Atzei Besamim, and not Borei Itzbei Besamim, which sounds like even if it is losing, it does not have the first Tanai, it would still Borei Atzei Besamim. The problem is, we'll see a little later on Bir Alacha, that sounds not like this, that once it's Rakich, then we're going to say Borei Itzbei Besamim. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Last thing over here. In terms of the musk, very interesting beralacha over here. It says over here, if you smell this thing that comes from blood of an animal, you make a borei atzei b'samim. Look inside beralacha, the rasal musk. Zayim ishtabro muchach mizeh. The davar aser b'achila mutar lariach bo. It sounds like over here that if even though something's aser to eat, I know blood of an animal, you're still allowed to smell it. We're not afraid you're going to come to eat it. You're allowed to make a bracha on it. Three lines down, the Bir Halacha explains itself. Ibra, however, this is not by everything that's Asr Ba'achila, you're allowed to go ahead and make a and smell it. Since most the whole purpose of it is to smell, it has a good smell. No one has a Yetzer Hara to eat the blood of the Chaya, and therefore, there's no problem with smelling it. Even if someone put it into food, they only did it for smell and not for eating. We're not afraid you're going to come to eat it. Something that is standing, that is the whole purpose is to eat it. Because of good taste, you also want to smell it. If it's something that is usher to eat, there's a lechatchila, you're not allowed to smell it. Came into Gam Recho Rak Tamatash Lemiach Machlas Tuvo Shmona Kodoma, Bevada Yeshlachu Shema Yavo Lachlo. In that case, we'll be afraid you're going to come to go ahead and eat such a thing. And therefore, it sounds like anything that is Asr Bachila and it is Omeid Lachila, it is going to be Asr to smell. Some are Medaik from here that if someone is Fleshik, okay, if someone is Flesh, it would be Asr to smell a Milchuk dish because it's Asr to eat the Milchuk dish. You wouldn't be able to take a big whiff of the Milchuk dish. Yeah. Okay, maybe over here it might be different, but over here it sounds like that's what comes out of the pashas of the Bir Halacha. We'll stop over here. Ad kan for today.